short today. I'm not able to be here.
Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Beis Leiv. Today is the Leiv of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Here we go. Amar Yosef. Amar Yosef. Amar Yosef said, Hi, Chala D'Shichra, the vinegar of beer, the aroma of a non-Jew, Usser, is Usser. Why? Why is it Usser? The answer is, the reason why it's Usser is because the Ma'arve Be Dur Daya the Yayin Nesech. Because they mix in some sediments from the Yayin Nesech. Enachanami, beer, whatever beer is made out of, whether it's what we call today beer, or what they call beer, which is a different thing, it doesn't matter. That was nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. So why is that was nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah? Whether it's date beer or beer made out of barley, it doesn't make a difference. That's not what they use for Avodah Zarah. Right. So why is beer usser? Why is the vinegar of beer usser? Because they would mix in Yayin Esach. Says Tosfos, on top, Hilkach, therefore, Tzarech li Zohar, you have to be careful, B'shechar Dvash, with honey beer, Shekorin mit or mead, right? Livdok, to check, if they put in any wine, lahamid maher to make it, I guess, ferment faster or brew faster, whatever it is. Places do that. The odds vaday hu aser. There's no question it's aser. Right? Why isn't it what? Oh, as the Rav also said, because it's maimid. If something is maimid, something is the key ingredient or the key. We're going to learn tomorrow later on with cheese. The catalyst is usser, even if it's not, even if it's a minority. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. It's batel. The answer is because it's maimed. It holds the whole thing together.
I thought it's discernible.
What? So that's another rule. There's another rule of bittel, that if it's a maimed, if it's davar maimed, it's not batel.
There's no bittel by stam yena.
That's a different. There's also no bittel by stam yena. No, it's not true.
Yes, there is.
It's complicated. It's very complicated. It depends if it's min mimino or not.
You're putting an actual thing.
Min b'she'en omino is batel b'yayin esach, but it's 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 100 or something. Min b'mino is never batel. You're right about that.
Otherwise, the casks would never be a problem.
Right. So, as a matter of fact, I was in the farm store yesterday, and I saw the book, but I didn't buy it because I was in a rush. It's called Whiskey, Wine, Something in Halacha. Whole book. Just about whiskey.
Wine.
Whiskey and wine, halacha, or something. Whiskey, wine, and drink, liquor. Something like that. Some title like that. Just came out. I don't know. Some rabbi. Some rabbi somewhere wrote it. It looked interesting. Went through the whole. Went through all these issues. Okay. Next. Amravashi. Umeotzer shari. But if you go to the factory, and you tell the guy, I want some beer. And he goes, okay, come with me to the vat, I'll pour you some beer, then it's mutter. Why? Kiven de ma'arvi bay, because if you're gonna mix it in over there, misri, sorry, it's gonna make the thing worse. It's gonna make the drink that you want worse. Therefore, there's a chashash, why are they gonna do that? They're not gonna get worse. So second Tosva says, gesund, hilkach, nira, the mutter litnos kol mine mashka mina ovzikol chavim. You're allowed to buy other drinks from a non-Jew. Kigon, yayin tapuchim, apple juice, umei tuzim, or some kind of fruit juice. Why? Ubulvad, as long as sheyir uhu yisrael hamosheich min hachavim. As long as you see the guy put it into from the barrel. Vafilu demehin yikarim. What?
But
yeah, the Yisrael saw. Right, I went to watch you put it in. It's not a problem. And not only that, afilu b'dinei yikarim min hayayin. Even if that's more expensive than the wine, devadai lo arvu yayin b'soch hachavis. No, that's stupid. They're not going to put, if you want some apple juice, no one's going to put in wine, which costs more. That's ridiculous. Right? The mistress, sorry, avil im lo ra'uhu moshech min hachavis, but if you don't watch, oh, oz, hadavar mischalik, then it depends. It depends. Bimashke yikarmin ayayin. If the drink that you want is more expensive than wine, then you usher. You have to be afraid. What? Shema iriv boyayin. Lehistaker, right? Ule harviach. Then maybe put in wine to dilute what he's selling you and to make more profit. Aval in mayayin yakar. If the wine's more expensive, nobody does that. Right? Nobody puts in gold into silver. Nobody does that. then ein lachush shiarev bo yayin lahachshil. No, you don't have to be suspicious. So that answers your question, right? Other drink. Well, maybe they'll put. No one's going to do that. So it's only beer, which was a chashash that did it, and it was only later. But when they're first making it, does not. If you watch him, no issue, right? So I don't know how this plays out. I mean, like, there's no issue today. Apple juice is not an issue today, right? Why isn't it not an issue? Because wine's more expensive. No one's ever going to put wine into apple juice. No guy's ever going to do that. Yeah, mutter.
But you do have to be careful about grape juice and apple juice.
Yes, because grape juice is grapes. Right. So that's an issue. Exactly. 100%. That's why Tosafot didn't say grape juice. He said fruit juice and apple juice. Okay. Next. V'cheres hadrini. We also said you can't have a pottery of hadrini. So my hadrini, what is that? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Cheres Shel Hadrianus Kezar. It's the jugs of Hadrian, the Emperor Hadrian. What about him? Right? That he used to have some kind of jugs, whatever it was. It wasn't his jugs, but he was the, you know, the Caesar at that time. And they somehow absorbed the wine. So even if you put in kosher wine afterwards, it's going to mix up with the flavor of the wine that's already in there. That's a problem. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Karka Besula Haisa, they used virgin ground, Shalo Avda Adam Eolam, that it was never worked on, Avda, you worked on it, Vinata, and you planted, Vramila Lachamra, Begulfe, Chivri, and you put the wine in a new kind of kli, Umaitzile Lachamraihu, and you, those kalim absorb that wine. That's what kind of keli it was. It was made from the earth, from a new earth. And the grapes also, umistabaru lo bechaspi, and then they would break it. They would have the piece of pottery, vidaru bahadaihu, and they would use that piece of pottery going forward. V'chol hecha dematu tari lu v'shasu. Whenever they wanted some grape flavor, they would put that piece of pottery into the drink. And it would absorb the flavor into the drink that you had. That was a very strong pottery. Okay. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Virishon Shalanu, Kishlishi Shalahen. The first time that we would do that, right? So obviously every time you do that, it gets more and more diluted. Oh, right. The first time we did that was the third time that you did that one. In other words, it was much stronger. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks a fascinating question, which, Ibailahu. Mahu, so what do we say? You're not allowed to have these jugs because the wine's stuck in there, and when you put your wine in, the non-kosher wine is going to get absorbed with the kosher wine, right? Ibailahu, mahu lismach bu karamita. So can I use the piece of pottery to hold up my bed? My bed's a little uneven. I need a piece. I need to stick something under the bed, under the leg of the bed, to keep it straight. Can I use another piece of this pottery now to use it for drinking? I can't. Because it's the Ayin Ezeh. Can I have it in the house? Can I use it as a bookmark? Can I use it to keep my bed straight?
Why not?
What? I'm using it for another purpose. Now you can't use chametz for that purpose.
Because
you're not allowed to have it in the house, right? So same thing over here. That's the Gemara's question.
Uh-huh.
What?
It's not
Asur B'Hanah.
No.
So here we go. Ratzah b'kiyumo, I want it, al yedi davar acher, for some other purpose. I want it for other purpose. I can drink with it. I know the halacha. I went to Daf Yomi. I know you know how to drink it, but my bed's crooked, so it'll be the perfect size to make my bed straight. Can I stick it under there? Shari awasar. Is it mutter or not? So Toshma, derbalazer, Rabbi Yochanan, charaser, v'chad shari. One says it's aser, one says it's mutter. That is a parenthesis here. V'hilchasa kiman the aser. The halacha is it's aser. Why is it aser? Right?
Yeah.
Why is it aser? Right? Yeah.
Siyag.
Yeah. So some kind of siyag like that. You have to give some answer like that. Now you have to give some answer like that. It's a chumrah. Some have a girsa, v'azlina l'chumra. That it's just a chumra, right? But okay,
come to it.
Right, exactly. Now, Meisvei, 1 minute. Is that true? hadur durin, which are some kind of jugs, v'ha rukvos, and a rukvos is some leather kind of jug. A flask, yeah. Shalov de kachavim, they belong to a guy. Yayin shal Yisrael kones behem. If you put Jewish wine, kosher wine, in these jugs, aser b'shtia, you're not allowed to drink it. Umutter bahana. But it's mutter bahana. So this is mutter bahana. We just said that we're going to be machmir and say it's aser to use it for a bed straightener. But it's mutter bahana.
Right?
Now why is it mutter bahana? So we said this already the other day, that the Ran said, because what's the issue here? The flavor of the walls, the flavor in the walls of the jug are going to get imparted back into your, that's a brand new chumrah.
Yeah.
That's not, it's not be'en, you don't see it. So for to be machmer like that so much, that I can't use it for something else. I can't drink it. I can't use it for a bed straightener. That far-fetched, we're not going to go. That's why he says mutter. So it's a stira. Yeah?
I'm not sure, but isn't that the same that Jewish Jerry tasks?
What? I don't know. It's like, that's like 10 to 100 steps beyond this.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the walls...
I don't know.
Well,
we have to buy the book that just came out on liquor and wine and get all the... What? It sounds like that. You're using it for something else. You're using it for a bed straightener. As if, look. Hey, Shimon ben Guda, lefnei bno shel Rabbi Gamliel. Shimon ben Guda, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, said, al Rabbi Gamliel, sheshasri menabako. He even used it to drink from it. Now, v'lo hodulo. That they didn't agree with. V'lo hodulo. They didn't agree with him. Right? Now, how could he drink from it? How could he? So the Tosos Rid says, the Havmira was, that since it's not Be'en, it's only Midrabanan, and it's only Midrabanan, and they only authored it if it's Be'en. They didn't author it if it's in parts, we don't hold it that.
They
didn't author if it's an in part fluid, what?
It's a liquid, that's
what do you mean? It's a jug that you gave me the jug. You used to belong to the guy. The guy put who knows what in there. Now I have it here. Is there any wine? It's I washed it out. No, but in the wall, that's a chumra, we don't hold from that.
So you're still talking about the shards then?
Yeah, but it didn't make it into a shard, it's a kli.
Right?
So, no dose, sh'ov de kachavim, the jugs of a guy. You can't make them into a saddle for the donkey. Now, so one man Dhamma said you can even drink from it. One Dhamma said you can't make it into a saddle for a donkey. So I'm using it for some other purpose, right? For what? I want to make it into a saddle. You told me it's usher. Here he said it's mutter. He said you could, and then before we said it's aser. So it's a kasha. So ul tamech. One second. Kankanim shel ov de kochavim. Jugs of a guy, right? Litzru limizabim. Then he shouldn't be able to sell them, right? Maishna nodos umaishna kankanim. What's the difference between nodos and kankanim? So we're getting very bogged down now. What's the goods? What's going on here? So, and then the Ritva says, don't tell me you can't sell these things, Ma'aseh B'chol Yom, that the Jews are in that trade. They're selling these things. How could they sell them? There was once upon a time a guy owned it. So, Amar Rava says like this, really, it's not usher. Gzeira Shema Yibaka Nodo. What's going to happen? You made it into a saddle. And then what's going to happen? You're driving along with your wine in your jugs. And then you can see, oh my God, this is a leak in the bottle. If I don't figure something out, all my wine's going to get lost. So what's going to happen? Gzeira Shem Yibaka Nodo, V'yitlenu, V'yisparnu Algabe Nodo. What are you going to do? You're going to use the saddle, you're going to quickly make it back into a kli to save your wine. That's the only reason why it's a problem. Right?
What's the problem with that?
What?
Saddle back into the cover of the wine, therefore what?
One second. Ulamanda Amar. So then you're going to be using the jug, not for davar acher, Not for a bed straightener, not for a saddle. You're going to be using it to hold wine. That's a problem. Right? So Ulamanda Amar wrote to Bekiv Dizabach Osir. Now, if you hold it's Osir, Maishna Kankanim Disharu. So, why are the jugs mutter? We said you can sell jugs. Amalach Hasam Lesa Li Surah Be'ene. There's no Isser that you can see. Hacha Issi Surah Be'ene. The halacha here is an Isser that you can see. So, why that makes a difference? It just does. So the Tosfos HaRosh asked an unbelievable question.
Why is this an Isser that you can see and the other one's an Isser that you can't see?
And because maybe it doesn't absorb it as much. So you can manage to see the Isser, that's a much
but
more machmer.
Absorbing it, it's not, you can't see
it. I don't know.
So you can't see it.
I don't know. Somehow the cheres is worse. So listen to this. Tosfos HaRosh asks an unbelievable question. He says, "So what's 1 minute? What's the chashash now? The chashash is the bottle you have is going to break, and you're going to use the saddle to make it into a bottle, and therefore it's going to be aser. Right? That's what he said. That's what the Gemara said. He says 1 second. He says Mamanoshach, if you know it's aser, if you remember that it's aser, right? Then
you're not going to drink it.
What?
You're not going to drink it.
Then if you know it's aser, you're not going to do it. You'll lose your wine.
Right.
And if you don't remember, then even in your house you shouldn't be able to have it.
Right.
So what's going on here? Why do we have to give a funny case? You're on the road. Right? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, human nature is like this. Of course you know it's aser. But when a mishap happens, you forget the halacha. Not that you forget. You're not thinking about halacha. You're thinking about, I got to save my money. So, but it's aser, the whole hack over there, and the Islamic bees, and I don't remember. You don't think about those things. When your money's on the table, right away you do, let me save my money. And the halacha goes, you forget about it. No, not true?
It's all true.
It's all very nice, it's probably true.
Yeah.
The problem is you're giving a case that is the least possible thing that something can possibly happen. I mean, the odds of that are really bad.
Phenomenal.
Right. But it's very, the point, so what do you see? When it comes to Yayin Esach, the very machmir. That's the bottom line. Right? Okay, next.
So how do we relate to the shards?
What?
The shards for your bed.
It's the same story. So that was mutter because it can't come to any use. If it would be mutter. The reason why they didn't allow the saddle is because you can make it back into a water shard, you can't do anything with it. So I need it for bed straightener, so then he said it's mutter. Some said it's mutter. Because it can't be turned back into a kli. So therefore it's mutter. There's no chashash. And it's for some other purpose. So then it would be mutter. If you could find some relevant bizman hazeh case, go with it. Okay? Then we said, v'lo hodulo. He drank from that bottle, and they didn't agree to that. V'ruminu, 1 minute. Yayin haba b'rukvos, shovte kachavim. Wine that comes from a jug from a guy, aser b'shtia, you're not allowed to drink it, u'mutte b'hana. But it's mutte b'hana. Hey, Shimon ben Guda, l'fner b'nosher, Shimon ben Gamliel, Alar ben Gamliel, sheshasim menu b'akko, he drank it in Akko, v'lo hodulo. And they agreed with him. Before we said they did agree with him. Now there's another member that said they agreed with him. So we're going to give two answers. My hodulo, what do you mean they agreed with him? The ka'amar hasam. My lo hodulo, what does it mean nobody agreed with him? It means kol siyato. Everybody that was there was freaking out. What are you doing, Rabbi Gamliel? You're not allowed to drink from that bottle. My avol b'no, but his son said, no, you're allowed to. His son agreed with him. So one member says no one agreed with him. It means everybody else. One member says, someone agreed with him. Yeah, someone agreed with him. Right? Okay, that is okay. What you just did. That's okay. Right? Avol b'no modulo. Ebay same, or you can give another answer. Gudul l'chud v'gudul l'chud. One spelled with an aleph, and one spelled with an ayin. It was two different people. So one story, when that two different stories. So it's not a kasha. Okay? Next. Oros levuvin are... They used to cut a spot on the animal, take the animal's heart out, and that they use that for idol worship. So if you see such a thing like that, it's aser. So oros levuvin, that's what it means, the skin of the heart. Tanu rabbanan ezu or levuv, what is that? So kol shekarua kineged halev. If you see an incision next to the heart. Says Rashi, Shekein derech avodas kochavim, lahotzi derech oso, kura halev, shel shor, mechayim. They did it when the animal was alive. So what are you doing with this animal now? It wasn't shechted. I don't know, maybe for a hide, maybe for let... No, so that
they found the hide with an exact cutout.
Right, so the whole thing is usher because it was for avodah zara.
Right.
Right?
Is this why you're saying this is the lave of the...
yeah, right? The kador kamin aruba, right? And it's cut in a circular shape. Yesh olav koret dam osur. If it has some kind of, how do they translate koret dam? Crust, good, and it's osur. Why? Then Rashi says, biyadua shemechayim nikra. Obviously, it was caught when it was still alive. Ein olav koret dam. If it doesn't have that crust, mutter, then it's mutter. Why? Because even though it's just for, you know, not, again, you can't eat this animal because it wasn't shechted, but is it a avodah zara animal? No. Why? Because it doesn't have that crust. Obviously, it wasn't from the avodah zara animal. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shel malcho. It's only true if you didn't salt it. Avol malcho, usher. But if you salted it, it's usher. Ema malcho hevarto. It could be that the salt will cover, will mask the
crust.
The crust, exactly. Okay? Now, Rabshir Megamliel Omer, Bisman Sha Kera Shalo Ugl Asr, Mashach Mutter. If it's circular, it's Asr. If it's long, then it's Mutter. If the incision is long, then it's Mutter. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kirbshir Megamliel. We paskin like that. Amale Abaya, Halacha Mechal de Pligi. Does the Halacha means somebody argues? Right? Somebody argues on that? My Nafgalachmina. What's the difference if someone argues? We don't hold it that Shita anyway. We hold it him. So what do we need to know that someone argues? Well, halacha is like him. Must be that someone argues. What's the difference? Amalei, Gemara Gamor Zamrusatehe. What we're learning Gemara. You're making it into a song, like you just like you don't need to know everything about Gemara and everything about Torah. You just want to know the bottom line, and you don't want to know the background, and you don't want to know the whole story. What is it? A song? Like he's criticized him. Okay, we have that phrase a few times. It comes up a few times. Then we said like this. So hard. Habasar nichnas la'avodas kochavim mutter. The meat that's about to go into the avodas, into the church, and you stop that meat right before it goes in, and you buy it, it's mutter. Says Rashi, sha'ovin kochavim ratzalach niso. The guy's about to go in. Mutter bahana. Mutter bahana. You can't eat it because it wasn't shechted properly. But it's mutter bahana. Im nizar Yisrael litlo. If the Yisrael's careful to buy it. Im knisaso kodem shekrivoso. Before he walks in. Why? So before he walks in, he'll sell it to you. It's not avodah zara yet. What?
But he
prepared it for this. So that far we don't go. What? You can sell it. Yeah. Mantana. Who said that? Who's the author that said you could do this? So, Amr of Chia bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, Delo Kirbi Eliezer. Not like Kirbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar. To E, Kirbi Elazar. If it's Rabbi Elazar, Amr, he said, Stam Machsheves Avodah Zarah, La Avodah Zarah. Stam Machsheva for Avodah Zarah is for Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbi Elazar, you could not buy this. Why? Because he's prepared it already. It's already avodah zara. He didn't go into the church yet. So what? I'm interested. No, he didn't walk in yet. So if he didn't walk in yet, it's not a problem. But hotzi usher. Once he leaves, now it's usher. Mipnei shukizivchei mesim. It's already been worshipped.
Right.
And they took home some meat, and then you want to buy the meat from him to resell it, and that's too late. Now you can't. It's already avodah zara meat. You have to stay away from it. My timer. What's the reason why you can't buy it? Efsher, it's not possible. The leka takroves avodas kochavim. It's not. What are you doing there already? What are you doing in the church? It's not like shul people fall asleep. What did he do already? Obviously, he used it for worshiping. So therefore, it's aser. Money. Who's that? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Minayin lahatakroves avodas kochavim shematame ba'ohel. How do you know that So this is a very, very, very key point. The meat was a service in the Avodah Zarah. How do you know that's usher? Right? How do you know? It's not, they don't worship the meat. They don't worship the meat. They worship a god. They worship the Avodah Zarah. But how do you know the meat is usher? How do you know the hair is usher? It's a service that they use in the church, in the temple. So how do you know the meat is usher? Again, the meat is not the Avodah Zarah. It's part of the ceremony. It's a vehicle. It doesn't make a difference if it's meat or if it's hair, right? Shenamar, like it says, Vayitzmadu Labal Pa'ar, and they attached themselves to Baal Pa'ar, V'yochlu Zivche Mesim, and they ate of the karbonos of Mesim. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says that, right? Ma Mes Metame Be'ohel, just like a mace is Metame Be'ohel, Ah, Takrovas, Avodas Kechavim, Metame Be'ohel. So too, a Takrovas is Tame. What does that have to do with Usser? So says Rashi, Umina, and from that we extend it, Ma Mes Usser Bahana, just like a Mes Usser Bahana, Kindigamamina and Besanhedrin, Vatamas Shamiriam, Sham Sham Egla Rufa, it's Xerishava. Ah, takrovis avodas kochavim aser bahana. So too, a takrovis avodas zara is aser bahana. Right? Make sense? The Gemara left the whole part out. The whole key of it was left out in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara left out the main point. Right? It's like dot dot dot. That's everything. So one second.
Also very un-Gemara-like.
What? Why?
Goes through everything
until
we get to the answer.
Right. Now, if we said that this is all going according to Yehuda ben Beseira, right? It's not a das yachid. And the Chachamim hold that no, a takrovis of Avodah Zarah is mutter. Only Yehuda ben Beseira said it's aser. What about everyone else? Why is this universal? What's going on here? Right? Didn't we been saying all along? Right?
We have been hold throughout halacha.
Yeah.
Many, many times. Even though the chachamim are matter on something, and it's a das yachid, we go with the das yachid.
No, you're right. But the point is that we said a few days ago, on the chav test, not that many days ago, that yayin of goyim is aser bahana, right? And we said, the Gemara explained, because it's yayin nesech, because it's Huksha to Avodah Zarah, the whole thing.
I know, but...
So why are we thinking... Who said this? The answer should have been everybody.
One second, because in that Gemara, the differentiation between Stam Yayin and Yayin Nesek was very, very fine. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, it's Stam Yayin, it's a different thing than Yayin Nesek.
Which one is worse?
Right, so Rabbeinu Tam gives a different answer. Rabbeinu Tam says the only time the Rabbanon held that the reason why the wine was usher is because wine is something that also Jews do. So anything that we do is usher bahana if they do it. We don't serve meat. Yeah, we bring a carbon, but we don't have meat. What kind of service do we have with meat?
Service.
Yeah. Carbon. I know, but what do we do with the meat? What do we do with the carbon?
Eat it or worship.
Or burn it, right?
So he
says, Sir Ben Tom says.
But
the Kohen
eats it.
What? He says, Rak takroves shehu ke'ein pnim. Only a takroves, that's like what's something done in the Beis HaMikdash. Kigon. Zvicha, kitor, incense, nisach hayayin, nilmat iser anab mimes. L'chein yayin esech u'stam yayin ha'madom ala modur abon da asr. Avol takroves she'eno ke'ein pnim da'hainu basar hayotze. And do we take meat out?
Right.
Took the meat out. That never happens.
No, they took the heart out so they can throw it on top.
That was the first thing. The second thing was meat.
We always use
you walk in. So, ooh, I could tell that meat to my neighbor. Ooh, I'll buy the meat off you. So if he's on the way in, you can do it. If he's on the way out, you can't. Who's on the way out? You can't do it. It's already been worshipped. Rudy Ramazera said that. Does everyone say that? No, not everyone says it because it's meat. Wine, everyone would say that, not meat. Why? Because no meat, that's what the Rebbe Tam gives that answer.
I don't say that.
No, you don't answer? You don't understand that answer?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
We have meat that goes in, it doesn't come out. We have meat that goes in and comes out. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
But our meat doesn't pass by an avodah zarah.
Sure it does. It's called an altar.
That's not avodah zarah. By us, it's avodah
zarah. No, it's the same thing that they
do. We don't have meat that would go to that.
It's the same thing that they do.
It's a different problem.
It's totally different.
Yeah, what do they do different? Yeah.
What?
What do they do different than we do?
First, they're not...
Forget about who's doing it.
They're not makrid.
By the way, so just tell you very quickly. Yeah, just tell you very quickly. So if you hold this as author, how is it possible when the whole Shetel controversy came out, Rebelsky said it's not a problem.
Why?
And everyone jumped on him. And Rebelsky said it's not a problem. And I said, how could that be? So he said, it doesn't matter. He held. I mean, you have to, like, he's a big gadol, so he's able to say this. He said the issue wasn't. What? And what he said was, you were asking the wrong people. They went down there to India, and these people were having their hair cuts. Then they took the hair and brought it. No, we're not finished. They took the hair and brought it into the temple. Rebelsky said, ask the barber. The key is the barber. Why is the barber cutting off the hair?
Yes.
And the barber said, I'm cutting off the hair because they're paying me $10 an hour. He wasn't an idol worshiper. He was a barber. So there was never, so to speak, Kedusha, it was never Ithar on the hair. Either brought it in later, that's what he said, that's what he held.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. And there's more Gemaras we're going to get to about this issue. He said they all missed the boat.
Excuse me, but isn't
yeah, and people disagreed with him, halachically. And the question was, that's what he held. You go ahead, they have to ask the barber. No one asked the barber anything. They went down there, they saw people worshipping hair, not worshipping hair, hair was used in the service. Oh my goodness, every shekel that was usher. Right, because I guess afterwards they took the hair, they sold it.
But not within the kid's hair.
Right, and then they sold it. They sold it to Sheitel Machers, right? As it happened. So basically, but yes, it's the barber. He's the one who cut the hair off. So the hair never was usher because the hair never was usher because the act of how the Avodah Zarah was being bald. Not the hair. How do you know? Because the barber said so. He's the only one that mattered. Not the temple. The priest didn't matter. Very interesting. Okay, just the two more lines. You go to the fair, you go to the Gaisha fair, you can't do business with them at all. Right? Okay, you know what, we'll stop here because we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow right over here. Halchin Latarufes Latarufes Asurin. All right? Everyone have a very good day.
There's another member from Belsky here. Nachum. There's another member from